Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up late with Dougie.
Dougie Almeida. I'm joined today by Peter Leonard.
And how's everyone today?
Yeah, and a couple days after Christmas, it is Tuesday afternoon here in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. And normally, our boy, little MTV boy, Elgin David, the Wild and Out, you know, little yeah. Wild and Out guy, he usually here, but he posted on Facebook that he was sick.
Actually, he sent us a message.
He sent us a message on Facebook that he was sick. And he used that emoji with the like a medical like a mouth, you know, like a surgeon's mask on his face.
Yeah, like he's really sick.
Like he's sick. And then just before we got into the studio, you know, you forwarded me the thing on Messenger of him with his fiance and another member of the family, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
At the movie theater going to see Rogue One.
Yeah, so why lie about that shit, number one?
Yeah, because if he would have told me the truth, I would have said, look, I'm going to cancel the show and we're going as well.
Right, you know, and you probably would have bought popcorn for him to celebrate the jerk getting engaged, you know?
I would have bought him some popcorn. Although, I will tell you this, we went to the movies last night, the wifey and I, and our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hadn't been all together. We went to Moon Thai.
How is that place,
it's a little better. It's, you know, the sushi's okay. You know, the food's good. Nice ambiance in the place, you know?
Is there a nice ambiance?
Yeah.
Now, where's that joint?
It's right there in Coral Springs in the Magnolia Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
Right
okay.
on University, right near Sawgrass Expressway.
Right.
And the movies, and, you know, and again, my wife thought, hey, we don't have to worry about getting, because we're going to go see Fantastic Beasts, which is like the J. Rowling lady from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it looks good. You know what I mean? It looks I wouldn't mind seeing that kind of movie this time of year.
Animated cartoon?
No, it's a real movie, like a Harry Potter movie, but it's like wizards and, you know, it's special effects. And it'd be interesting. It's kind of got the X-Men concept.
How old are you?
Where they, you know, the idea is that there's witches and shit.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff going on, and the real world doesn't know.
Aren't there? I've been married twice.
The moguls don't know. You know, moguls don't know what about this world. And all of a sudden, these incredible beasts... These fantastic beasts expose themselves to the average person.
How? In what way?
And they show themselves.
Sexually?
Imagine you're sitting there walking through New York, a fire-breathing dragon sits there and starts jerking off on everybody.
He's got a big raincoat on. Yeah. Wipe it out.
Is that his tail?
Oh, Jesus.
No, well, you know what I mean? So that's how they expose themselves to people.
Sure.
And much like in X-Men, you know, it's a battle between... regular humans
and unleaded
versus the mutants. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like mutants say, hey, they're not going to accept us. They're going to try to control us.
Now, did you tie that all back in when mentioned the word mutant back to
get back
Elgin.
To our little boyfriend Elgin?
Yeah, I mean, how does
a little boy
talk about
friend Elgin?
Talk about a mutant.
Now,
but I got to tell you something, man.
Now listen,
this guy's what, 33, 34 years old.
Listen.
Just got engaged, and that's what you're going to do on a Tuesday.
Listen, no, you can't blame the kid for wanting to go. It's a good movie. I really wanted. We didn't bother trying to. And I was going to say. So my wife doesn't get reserved tickets.
No.
And we get there. There's only like eight seats left in the whole theater, and
front
one's
row?
Like they're all in the front row, or
like
you got to sit. Yeah, you got to sit next to handicapped people.
Right. Jesus.
And if I guess if they go to the bathroom, you got to wipe their ass too.
Oh, that's not nice.
So you know, we didn't get. So we went to go see this other movie, which was. Holiday Christmas Party or company.
That comedy, with Jennifer Aniston
and T.J. Miller from from Silicon Valley and HBO
series.
Was it? And also, what's his name? Bateman.
Jason Bateman,
who I like. I like him. He's in a lot of good. I like his, you know, his style of an actor, like, you know, dry kind of humor.
Right. A little bit like Matthew Perry.
Right. Yeah. And much better. Matthew Perry doesn't look well anymore. Does he? Doesn't he look like he's all fucked up? Like he's going to start babbling it all of a sudden?
I happen to like that Odd Couple show.
Yeah. You watch it?
Yeah.
But when I watch him at interviews on like talk shows and stuff, he kind of looks like, he looks like he's like, you know.
He might be on the pills again, man. Who knows?
I don't know. He may have been affected by that.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? People that get addicted to opiates and these prescription medications.
Right.
Xanax, Vicodin, all that, clonazepam, you know, all that shit.
You have to know them all.
Yeah, well, listen.
But here's the thing, man. A, he can memorize and still act. If that's the case, then he'd
Well, TV's a lot easier than theater.
He'd be walking around like Carrie Fisher.
Well, she's not walking around anymore, which thanks for bringing up stories before I actually bring it up. But,
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's all right. You always got to remember that it's not your show. It's our show. You're supposed to follow.
I didn't get the agenda for the show today. Okay. So,
all right. So you didn't think before the show when you mentioned on your death beeper that she died. And I said that, you were going to talk about that today.
Go ahead. All right. Well, go ahead.
So, anyway, now I forgot. So the wife doesn't. So she doesn't.
You didn't get the ticket.
She didn't think to reserve the seats because it's a Monday. How busy could it be? I'm like, well, it is the Monday after Christmas,
and everyone's off,
and kids are everybody's home, and
no one's.
So we didn't get to see that. So we go to see this movie now. It was not good. Here's my rating. I wouldn't tell anybody to spend money to see it.
It's literature. Women like that.
It's horrible.
Chicks like it.
I'm talking about the
Jennifer Aniston movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean chicks like it? It's a spoofy, it's like comedy, you know, reckless.
It's a rom-com. And who goes to a rom-com? A man? What do you got to see that? You're a guy that's a die-hard guy. You're a, you know.
Die-hard. I like action movies and comedies. And, of course, you know, superhero movies. So it was horrible. You know, and the worst part is the day before on Christmas. While at the family house, she will remain nameless, but you know, my wife's daughter, when she said that we should watch CIA.
CIA.
On one of these TV things you can get on your program, which was with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And The Rock.
Oh,
where he
Jesus.
Comes back from the high school reunion.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest pieces of shit I ever waste my life watching.
I heard it was awful.
If I can ever get 2.5 hours back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's that long, too?
It was horrible. I mentioned this before. Our friend Elgin, who's not here, loves The Rock. And listen, for the most part, he seems like a great guy. But, you know, as an actor,
actor?
Yeah. Please. You know what I mean? I just have to, and he was just, it was horrible.
The first acting he did was in the WWE.
You know, the whole time I'm watching this movie, I thought I should see it from a YouTube screen. Like, I should have been watching a YouTube channel.
Mm.
That's how bad it was.
Jesus.
Not that the shit on YouTube's bad. I'm just saying that it's free, and you're probably sitting in. You know, if you're going to spend your time watching it, you should be laying on your bed with it on your laptop and going, "I don't want to watch this," and turn it off.
Right.
I don't have to worry about spending $35. Not to mention a 40 fucking minute wait to get a soda or to get a Slurpee,
really,
and some little popcorn, you know, to munch on during the movie. It took for here's the worst part. We're standing in line. Two things that was interesting. We're standing in line, of course. Our daughter's there, you know. And this one perverted guy is kind of like behind us in line. He's like, showing up her photos. You know, this pervert's looking over his shoulder, looking at him, and I was like, fucking guy's a little too interested in what we're doing here.
Right.
That was one thing. And then I gave him one of these looks, like, dude, you know, why don't you fucking back off?
Right.
Like, what are you with us? You know, you have people going, "Oh, you hit four? No, it's just three of us. This guy's a creep."
Right.
You know. So we waited, and no lie, we're like next to two more people in line, and out of nowhere, we're two people in line, the line to the right, which was just as long as ours, is that people walk up and just go up and order something.
You're kidding.
And I'm sitting there going, we've been here for 45 minutes, those people just walked up,
right,
and they're getting served, and I'm still sitting here with this fucking dopey guy behind the counter.
Right. Oh, I would have hit the roof, man.
Nah, you know what I mean? It was about 35 minutes.
I would have gone behind the camera.
It was about 20. We got there just in time for the movie, let's say around 8.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get our shit till like 8:25, almost 8:30.
Wow.
Well, anyway. So the movie sucked. Don't go see a Holiday or Christmas Party.
Okay.
Right?
I promise you I won't go see it.
Yeah. And don't ever rent CIA.
And don't talk to Jennifer Aniston. And
yeah, and also and while we're at it.
Don't look at your daughter's fucking phone pictures.
And, yeah, from behind. Yeah. Creepy fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, like,
don't jump the goddamn snack bar
like, what
line.
Do you, like, what do you do in a situation like that? Fucking you can tell the guy's like, you know what I mean? He's like being a little too like, you know.
I hate that, man.
You know what I mean? I wasn't going to say anything, but I gave him a look. And then I look at my wife and I go, I said, you know, we're out of our speaking range.
Right.
I look at her and I go, creepy fuck behind us is like, you know. And then she looked and she figured it out.
She started speaking in Cambodian.
Well, I was going to do my fake Cambodian and then look at him like, oh. And then look at him, like, look at him yeah. and go,
yeah,
you know, he's a pervert.
Yeah. I break you, dicky.
Yeah. He keep you looky, I break he facey. Fucking jerky offy.
Right. What a puker, man.
Yeah.
A little pimply face fuck.
No, it was like a old, he looked like an older, smaller, thinner Alan Thicke,
well,
the guy who just
too.
Died. And
am
now that
am I allowed to mention that? He's dead.
Yeah, we already talked about it in the previous show.
Right.
But with that being said, Carrie Fisher from, I just want, like, how many more? You think there's going to be more people that are going to finish before the end of the year, all scared as
yeah, of course.
You know?
There's got to be a couple more.
This would be it's a good been, time. Yeah, this would be a
somebody
good...
else died, man. Some black guy died, man.
Really?
Yeah, well, I guess they don't count. Nobody made a big deal
oh,
about it.
Oh, the guy from,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Where is he?
And he was only 60, right?
Yeah, so was she. They're both 60.
Yeah, she was 60.
60 is the new dead.
Yeah, 60 is the new 85.
60 is the new dead.
Which, by the way, this was announced for the
That's
first time.
Awful.
And this was the first time in over 28, 30-something years.
What happened?
That the life expectancy... of as a human being, no longer was extended for many years because of medical advancements and everything. Life expectancy continued to go, you know, to basically get older and older. But this was the first year that it actually went down. The average male, instead of 70 from 76, 77 is now 77, 78 is now down to 75.
It's going down.
A lady is from 83 to 81.
But then why am I reading obituaries and people are living longer and
well,
longer?
Well, that's
longer
just that. But I'm saying now is the actuaries, you know, the actuaries, are the ones that really, you know, with the crystal balls, they basically have said that life expectancy, the official life expectancy numbers that are used by all these tables and life expectancy things and how you judge how long a mortgage is paid and yada, yada, has now lowered the age. For the first time in several decades.
And those are the insurance
sorry,
tables?
Several, decades.
Yeah. Because I tell you what, man. We're all in deep shit with all that stuff.
You know, I don't know what that means.
Well, they base your whole world on how long they think you're going to live now. I've got this whole thing going.
Right.
With a lawsuit where
they're
going to figure out, well, listen, he's only
got...
There's
a future value.
Exactly.
Your future value, future earnings.
He's only
got
6 more years. He's going to live 12 more years. So, right. You know, buck him. We'll give him $40. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well...
And it better be more than that, man.
Yeah. Well, that's why you want to be. I've sat in many mediations as a financial advisor where there was an accident or somebody passed away, you know, and we're supposed to put a survival number.
Yeah.
You know, and it's never good when the person sitting there has been in jail 4 or 5 times. You know, the person who died had been in jail at the time it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one situation that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, the woman was in jail. And there was negligence in the part of, you know, where she was living.
Yeah.
The medical staff in the jail.
Oh, God.
So she died. But then, you're right. Then all of a sudden they started putting a future value on it. Well, you know.
Right. Let's see. She had at least 3 more, you know, 3 more 3-to-6s, maybe a couple of 2-to-6s.
Yeah.
Maybe a 1-to-life.
Yeah. A couple more prostitution charges.
Right. She's
theft.
Missing out on quite a bit.
Yeah. Larceny. You
right.
Know.
She's going to miss the bologna sandwiches on Saturday.
So you're right about that. At any rate.
To put a value on everything in our life, you know that?
You know,
How was your Christmas, bro?
It was great. You know, I got one of these lunar recorders, so I'm on the road. I'll be able to do a little podcast from the road.
Very cool.
I'll be looking forward to that, so I'll never be shut down because of travel.
Who bought that with your money?
That was my Secret Santa, who happened to be my father-in-law.
Oh, that was nice.
He's like, here, dog, you know.
That's a $100 gift? That was supposed to be a $10 gift.
No, no. Family's like anywhere between 100 to 200.
Oh.
200 bucks.
And who did you pick in your...
I had my wife's cousin.
The wife's cousin?
Yeah.
The one you don't talk to?
No, I talked to all of them. I don't talk to people on my side of the family.
Oh,
So if you're gonna get, don't try to derail me with stupid shit. Just keep me on, keep
I'm not
me on
derailing.
Track.
I don't know what,
the,
I don't
the
know.
One that hates you, the one you don't talk to.
I
didn't no, but and you know, and their Secret Santa list was they wanted a new faucet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for their house. So you know,
bathroom
now here's the thing:
kitchen?
I had to tell my wife, you know, because you're Secret Santa, you're not supposed to tell anybody,
right?
Right. So I had to tell my wife. I had to say, honey, because I got the quote from Costco, and my wife has the Costco card. So I'm like, honey, I got to tell you, you know, who it is because, and I mean, I said that. She goes, oh, it's, you know, you're, I go, yeah. So then.
She bought her a faucet at Costco?
No, she ended up getting it online. It's a $200-something faucet.
So what's the Costco had to do with it?
Because that's where the, when they sent you what their wish list was, you could, this, they showed it was from
Costco. You
picked
it up at Costco.
No, that's, again, you're not listening. I'm trying to talk and you
keep
not
listening.
So
they had the faucet at Costco.
And she knew the fault. The person who put this on their wish list listed it from Costco,
and it was cheaper somewhere else.
Yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. So that's how my Christmas went. And
they liked the faucet.
Well, it's funny when I handed it over. I'm like, you know, for $25 more, my wife will install it, which she could. That's the amazing
she's
thing.
She's unbelievable.
I never
saw a woman with a tool belt.
Yeah, that was decent. And, but here's the thing. I've been off, you know, I'm off really this week. I'm trying to be off. This is the thing, you know, in the business of managing money, you know, the markets are open. Things are still happening. It's kind of, you know, I wake up and I'm watching TV, but there's no discipline. Like, oh, am I going to get up and do this? Or am I going
to
go and do that?
You're not up to
it's all,
to
it's all the, predicated on what my wife's doing.
You don't care about the bell go ringing at 8:30 and going, oh,
yeah, I'm trying to actually enjoy the fact that I don't have to do things if I don't want to do them.
Right.
As opposed to, well, in this case, go, you know, we like go to the gym. She bugged me about, yeah, I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine, but I have the whole day. Maybe I'll go later or whatever. You know, so
did
what
she go?
Yeah, she went to, well, she did yoga with her daughter. So, you know, so I'm thinking I might go after the show. I got all day. I can go after the show. So, but it's weird because when you don't have anything to do on days off, if you got to plan days off, and if you have to plan a day off, that's like a day off. You had to put a plan together,
and
you had to organize yourself. Shouldn't a day off be like as every moment goes by, you say, "What do I want to do now?" And I'm just hoping this is the thing. I'm a little concerned because everything I want to do is just kind of lay in bed and play poker online.
That's a sign of depression. You know that.
Well, you brought that up 3 or 4 times.
When?
On this show.
Sleeping
is. You know, that is. Like sleeping and, you know, doing nothing and just being unmotivated, you know, I think would be a thing.
I'm very unmotivated.
I'm that's what I'm saying. I'm
so
feeling a little.
Depressed.
But.
It's horrible.
Well, you're always depressed, dude.
Not really. It's been the last year or so. You know, just pain. It's fucking pain, man. It's back pain.
It's hard to deal with. But, you know. And the other part about it is, I think, is another thing is like family. You know, I don't. Yeah, again, you mentioned I don't talk to like my family
at all.
Am I? You
There's
know,
no one
much.
In your family.
My brother, my other brother, who wanted, you know, who reached out. He actually called me at Christmas and said, "Happy, you know, Merry Christmas."
Did he?
Yeah,
good. I'm glad.
Merry Christmas. I felt bad because I didn't ask about his kids. I was just going, "Hey, how you doing?" I asked him a question and he didn't. I asked him like, "Where are you at now?" Like meaning. Yeah, I'm at church. Okay, great. I'm heading to my brother, other brother's house. Like, okay, cool. I go, where are you at now? Where are you living? Where are you staying? He's like, oh yeah, I'm at church and I'm going. I'm like,
he's trying to escape the issue.
No, that or he's just not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. It's just like it's like talking to a zombie, so you're like, you know, and I didn't say, hey, how's everybody? You know, and I was like, and after I thought, I felt bad,
right?
You know, but I the only thing with that brother is, again, it's always one. You know, he wanted to live here. Mm-hmm. Can I stay with you? Things are bad. I'm like, you know, yeah. Why don't you stay in the room right next to my 28-year-old stepdaughter?
Yeah,
I feel comfortable with you there. You know,
now he's divorced. This one,
yeah, he's always been a bit of a perv. So I don't want the guy in the house.
Right.
And anybody who's ever listened, and we started the show. If you're addicted to opiates and shit, that's an issue. That's been a big issue, and that's with him. So I'm like, I don't trust him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't blame you. I mean,
I don't want that around. I had enough of it. I grew up with it.
Yeah.
And you know, like think about that, the intolerance in a sense. Like since I've grown up with it and I've seen it destroy my mom and dad. And yeah. it was always a challenge, always fucking another rehab, another right. this, another that, another right. fucked up this, another fucked up that, you know, as opposed to, hey, I'm doing great. I'm going to take care of mom and dad. I'm going to take them on vacation. You know what I mean? Like that mm-hmm. kind of life. It was always kaboom, kaboom, crash. We're taking off, crash, kaboom, taking off, you know. After a while, to siblings, you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Right. It's old.
Yeah. Really you know what I mean? Why, you know.
I swear.
Now, some people say, well, they're still your... Listen, I just, you know, it's the worst newspaper. If you picked up... Well, I guess that's the way it is. Sometimes you pick... We, the news is all bad.
Yeah.
We still watch it. And we still talk about it here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. At some point. People asked about structure. You know, the show, we have three segments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is our opening segment. We kind of just... It's open.
Free fall.
It's our open... You're opening the show. This
open
is it.
Topic.
That's it.
Right.
Eventually, we get phones in here and stuff. We'll have people call up.
Right.
But here's what you get to look for since you wanted some sort of roster in segment two, of course. You know, the holiday spirits are great because there's incredible amounts of fighting in the malls. There's chaos in the malls around this country. People are fighting. A lot of teenage kids, big things are breaking out. And it's interesting. The other thing I want to talk about, we just mentioned Carrie Fisher's dead. Okay.
You know, she had a heart attack, some episode on a plane last week.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who's been in radio for a very long time, a morning guy. He's working out of Cleveland now. And it's so funny because the other day he's Carrie Fisher's next. And I'm thinking, well, what the fuck do you mean? How do you, you know, she had a heart attack like the middle of last week, whatever it was.
Friday last week, I thought it was
a Friday. So today's what? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So 4 days later. Did you die from a heart attack 4 days later? I didn't know that. You either stabilize, you have surgery, or you die during the heart attack.
Yeah, young guys, when they get heart attacks, it usually ends, or they're better. It's like the Widowmaker when you're young.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
Because your arteries aren't that...
Well, you've got to... You know, in most cases, when somebody like a guy like... who's the guy from the Boston Celtics, the rookie who... I mean, he was about to... The guy who had a heart attack and died.
Len Bias.
Lenny Bias, right. But that was a big cocaine thing. Yeah, but, you know.
Anybody at that age.
But, you know, even guys like Pete Maravich, who wasn't that young when he died. And you mentioned, what's his name, who just died.
Yeah,
you know,
so, well, a lot of people did.
Heart attack.
But in segment two, here's some stories I thought I wanted to pull out to have a conversation. Stun guns and male crew Korean Air.
Going
to start using stun guns now.
I'm going to get one.
Taiwan tells school to apologize to Israel over Nazi uniforms.
Huh?
There was a school in Taiwan that everybody came, the whole staff came out dressed like Nazis.
That's nice.
And this was something that came close to home. The beauty pageant contestant facing charges. This was out in Florida. This woman who won Miss Peru or something like that.
Right.
Was at a party and... See some guy, get out, I don't want you here, get out, you don't belong here, you know, and he said, okay, fuck it, I'm leaving, and then as he was going out, she grabbed an aluminum bat and hit him and started beating him from behind, and then another, I guess the guy who's trying to bang her, you know, then jumped in on it and started beating the shit out of the poor guy himself, you know.
That's unbelievable. That's why she was Miss Hialeah.
I think it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's Miss...
she's Miss Hialeah.
Yeah, she's Miss Hialeah.
Right.
That's very fitting. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hello.
And Elgin David is sick and at the movies watching Rogue One.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with our segment two right after this.
Real prick.
Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I was recently in El Paso, Texas, and I found myself a new home away from home. That's right, the Courtyard Marriott Airport right there in El Paso. I was out working at the comic strip, beautiful club, by the way. If you're ever in El Paso, you got to stop by. Great place. Beautiful hotel. Big room. Nice big TV. I got a room with a balcony. It was awesome. The place has a beautiful pool. I got a gym. I didn't use the gym, but it looked great. All the equipment looked magnificent. And, of course, they serve Starbucks coffee 24 hours a day right there on the premises. But if you're a real diehard Starbucks nut, there is one right around the corner. You could walk to it. I didn't walk to it. They got a great big parking lot. You can park and drive a little bit. Anyway, the Courtyard Marriott Airport in El Paso, Texas. Go out there and great staff. Meet them. Say hi. Tell them you heard it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and I'm sure they'll fluff your pillow for you. The El Paso Courtyard Marriott Airport. Stop by and say hi.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Or as my dad would say, This is Jose Sarduy, and you're listening to the Wake Up with Dougie late show. He wake up late. Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Of course, that's the famous scene in Star Wars where Princess Leia and Han Solo, Princess says, I love you. And Han's in his cocky way says, I know. You know, they had an affair, right? It was now admitted in their book that she recently wrote.
The book just came out maybe 2 weeks ago and then she's dead.
Right.
A tell-all, man. She was...
So you think Han Solo had something to do with her dying, heart attack?
I don't know.
Maybe he shot her with a blaster. Yeah, and that's why she had a heart attack. But
he was married at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and she was 19. I think he was 33.
Right.
They had a torrid love affair. Bullshit. The guy just wanted to get some pussy. You were 19. Yeah. Come
on. Look hot, you know.
You weren't in love. Didn't love you. Did he leave his wife?
It's kind of happen a lot, you know, when you're in acting scenes. Like, I've been in, Shakespeare plays.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that you're around. You know, these women in the cast, especially some of these theaters, everybody just got changed in the back. And sometimes those actress ladies don't give a shit. They'll just go from take their shirt off.
Sure.
And move. And then you're sitting there where's my shoe? Right. You know, and it's nice. So things happen like that. And actors.
Now you had a love scene with women in the theater?
No, that was not in my scenes.
See.
But they're, you know.
That's got to be hard not to pop a Woody when you're making out with some hot broad.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know.
If you're naked, if you're some movie star, you're Brad Pitt. This is how he fucking got divorced, okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's in some love scene with Angelina Jolie.
Isn't that funny?
He's married to Jennifer Aniston.
I think it's so funny that they got divorced. And
Well, because he probably pounded that bitch he's in the movie
That's
don't
what
you
they
think
said.
He was fucking her?
Right.
Come on. But you got to expect that.
Can you imagine how, I wonder what Brad Pitt's, they should have a photo of Brad Pitt's face the moment that Angelique confronted him or he found out that she knew. You know that moment?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever had that moment where, this is true.
It's a gotcha moment.
A friend of mine just told me the story. He's like, he left his phone on the bed, and he, you know, whatever, and I guess his girl saw the text, you know, that some chick sent him a naked photo.
Oh, boy.
And she left the photo on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So
right?
That he
she moved it off the bed and put it on his dresser or nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew when he grabbed it, and then he opened it. And then he was like, of course she knows, you dope. What the fuck? Now she wants you to come and talk to her.
Right.
She's putting the ball in your court.
Right.
That moment where you know, fuck, I screwed up.
Right.
So that's why you got to be a good guy. And then see, you don't have to deal with that shit.
Right.
You leave
you
your
two
phone.
Phones.
Yeah. Be smart about it.
Right.
Speaking of having phones and guns, you know, a story I thought was interesting. I like to fly. You know, I'm flying a lot now, and I'm enjoying it again.
Are you flying the plane yourself?
I'm not flying the plane.
So
I'm not a pilot license.
You're enjoying it while looking out the fucking window?
Yeah, I used to get pissed. I used to hate turbulence. I was always nervous.
Oh,
so now I'm at the point where it's like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But I still always have that, you know, that look. I look over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get on the plane now early all the time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Look for the terrorists?
No, yeah, I get in, I sit.
Screening?
I profile everybody. And don't tell, I'm not racially profiling. I'm profiling even grandmas because, you know.
Right.
Hey, what I'm about not going to be fooled.
Hey, did you talk about those guys the other day that got thrown off the plane because they were speaking Arabic?
Yeah, those pranksters.
Yeah.
A lot of those people said, one of my friends who's, you know, Arabic,
mm-hmm.
he's like, see, this is, I go, dude, this guy's a fucking dick. This guy was on the plane. He was purposely antagonizing people.
Right.
And he was, you know, he was being that way so he can't get mad. You know what I mean?
Right.
He
brought it on himself.
Yeah. He's one of these guys
instigator.
That do, this guy does this. Matter of fact, we have a story that we're going to talk about in the straight from the headlines. But this is a guy that gets his YouTube fame, and he's like doing pranks.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Throw him off the plane. And you know what? People should be fined.
Like prank.
You know, if people do that kind of shit, and it turns out that they're doing it for pranks and they're doing it for attention, if you delay a flight,
it should be a crime.
It should be a crime. And absolutely. If it's either punishable by jail time or right. fucking major fine. So if these guys want to get these millions of dollars by their YouTube hits, well, good. You're going to need it because you're going to have to fucking pay $250,000 fine by affecting my flight.
Right. And they'll never fly that fucking plane again, by the way. They will never be allowed on that airline again. You know that. They can ban you. You don't have to be allowed to fly.
Yeah.
Period.
No, if you fuck up, if you fuck up a flight.
Right.
You know, that you're done.
Right.
Unless you flipped out for some reason, but like that woman who got dragged off the plane,
mm-hmm.
that big black woman, she got dragged off the plane.
Right.
Never again. They'll never let that fucking woman fly. I think it was Delta.
It's not like going to Disney and they say, you can't come back to Disney. When they throw you out of Disney. Right. Just about, you wait about 3 months and they see 18 million people a week. Right. You got to walk right in because you don't have to.
Yeah, the airlines, no.
Right. The airlines, you have to make a reservation under your name, show them your ID.
Go through everything.
Make sure that this matches that. And, you're the guy we told to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
And we talked yesterday on the show about how Ivanka Trump was accosted by that gay guy.
I heard that.
Now, I called it hypocritical. Mm-hmm. I said, he's a dick. You don't ever attack anybody. And I find it hypocritical that he felt the need to attack not only that, the daughter and the family in front of them of somebody who's politically, ideologically not in tune with,
mm-hmm.
right? They have opposing views of the ideology that she potentially stands for.
Right.
He felt the need to go out there and berate her and accost her and attack her in a sense.
He should have been arrested.
And I found it hypocritical that, as a gay community doesn't want to be attacked for their beliefs, doesn't want to be ridiculed for their beliefs, doesn't want to be treated or demeaned for the way they believe, yet they feel it's okay to demean somebody what they believe, whether you like it or not. And John, because he's a liberal, and he's got family members who are gay, he's a little tuned in that.
I knew it.
Members. Listen, I have family members who are gay, but it doesn't mean
he's
swings
got a
us.
Member who's gay.
His member may be gay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But back to the story I thought was interesting. Stun guns and male crew, Korean Air to get tough on unruly passengers. It is becoming a little unruly in the air as we're getting more and more stories of people like that Trump asshole guy that says, fuck it, and he was, dopey fuck.
First of all, if they want to do something, number one, ban alcohol sales on all airlines, period. You don't know what somebody's popped in their fucking mouth, i.e. a Xanax, a fucking Secanol, some kind of thing to put them to sleep or calm them down, and then they're going to order two or three drinks.
Right.
Guess what?
Dopey fucks,
What happens
next?
It's
going to be like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Right. And you know what? It only brings out the scumbag in you. When some people are happy drunks, some people are scumbag drunks.
Yeah. Because there are some people are problem drinkers. Every time they drink, it's a problem.
That's right.
But here in South Korea, in Gimpo, Korean Airlines said it will allow crew members to readily use stun guns to manage violent passengers and hire more male flight attendants after coming in for criticism from U.S. singer Richard Marx over its handling of a recent incident where we talked about in the story, Richard, they tried to stop this little Asian guy.
Yep.
They started playing Richard Marx music.
But it's funny because you mentioned they're going to switch, they're going to try to hire more male.
Right.
Because
Korean Airlines have those cute, Asian chicks.
Yeah, but they
little flight attendant.
But they outweigh the male ones. That's the funny part. They do. You ever see?
The Asian women can be tough. Ever watch the North Korean women's army?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
They're badass.
And when they braid their mustaches, I love that.
The new crew guidelines announced on Tuesday following the December 20th incident will also include more staff training, use the latest device to tie up a violent passenger, and the banning of passengers with a history of unruly behavior.
Well,
so there you go. I think, if you fuck up on a plane, mm-hmm. that's it. There is no second fucking strike. If you're a dopey fuck and you mess up, if you're one of these people that cause a scene, that need to hurry up, they're all disappointed because the way things are going. Listen, I'm when I get on a plane, and again, these are the problems of traveling, okay? To this day, the thing that's still aggravating is when people are getting off the plane. And, you're sitting back there. And that's why I like sitting as close to the front as possible. But when you're sitting there, and then there's two things that still happen that irks me. Number one, It's like the green light, the light turns green, and these fucking dopey fucks are going. Then they get up,
yep.
And then they start getting their fucking bag down. Listen, didn't you see the progression of people ahead of you? You couldn't time this?
Right.
And then the worst one is the douchebag from behind that thinks they're going to get in front of you.
Yeah.
They think they're going to get, for some reason, you know, they got to skip. They're going to fuck up this process of mm-hmm. row by row.
Yeah.
You know, row by row doesn't work by these people. They say, you know what? I'm going to get out before you.
Yeah.
You know, and if I'm saying,
I've seen a dickhead climb over the seats.
No.
Yes, I swear to God, climb over the back like a roll, like a 22-year-old, one of those kids with the knit cap,
right?
With their you know, their stinky hair shoved okay. up in it, and some Grateful Dead really? Fucking sticker on his luggage.
Oh, some fucking hippie.
God, I hate that.
While U.S. carriers have taken stern action on violent onboard behavior following the terrorist attacks of September 11th, Asian carriers, including us, have not imposed tough standards. This is obviously said by the Korean Air official. Quote, we will use the latest incident to put safety foremost and strengthen our safety standards. The flight attendants are all going to be wearing karate gis.
Yeah.
That would probably be funny.
Cattle prods.
Yeah. Why not? Give them, you right. know what I mean? That's like in
casino.
Yeah, like everybody, like fucking. What? Hey, fuck! Turn the plane around. Fuck this! You know,
right.
out.
But here's the problem with that, and that can you know, because when the cops stun gun somebody, they can kill you. They've had people go into cardiac arrest situations.
Yeah, well, because, so what? You
know, that's
again,
true.
Bad decisions. I don't listen. When bad things happen to bad people, right. Dougie doesn't have. I don't have a lot of fucking sympathy.
I totally agree.
You know what I mean? Sorry. That's why you know bleeding heart bullshit. Listen, it's one thing if bad things happen to you because of things, but when you're the one who's pushing the envelope and bad things happen, mm-hmm. It's bad enough that so many bad things happen to good people.
You know what I love when I read in the paper that they stopped an execution because the guy was feeling a little pain. I was feeling pain, and they
can't kill him yet. He's suffering from diarrhea.
Right. No pain because they didn't have the right mixture with the chemicals, and you know. So now they're gonna reformulate the formula because they were in pain for the 20 seconds that it took for them to die. However, the guy just killed 11 fucking people. They found 19 people buried in the guy's backyard. But you're worried about the 20 seconds of pain the scumbag's gonna suffer.
Yeah,
you should make it 2 hours of pain.
Yeah, let's.
Are you kidding me? Fucking set him on fire.
Yeah.
One limb at a time.
Listen.
God, I hate that shit. You know, oh, it's right. sorry.
Well,
this
story is going to be too happy for you. Taiwan tells school to apologize to Israel over Nazi uniforms.
Why Israel? The whole
students
country.
Were pictured wearing Nazi uniforms and waving swastika flags. You want to see this, Peter?
And where'd they get them? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, but isn't most Nazi materials... supposed to be banned and shit, you know.
And where was this in?
Taipei. The president's office demanded a high school apologize to Israel Saturday after pictures emerged online of its students wearing Nazi uniforms and waving swastika flags. The photos were reportedly taken during a school celebration at the Kwangfu High School in Hsinchu City. They showed at least a dozen students in black uniforms with swastika armbands, several of them holding Nazi flags and symbols. There was also one student who brought the stretched arm Nazi salute from the top of a cardboard replica tank. Look at this.
Oh, fuck that. I'll tell you what, man. That is really disgusting, and I don't know that the kids really understand the ramifications of this whole thing or
now,
being Nazi.
Now,
do you think they taught them?
Now, for example,
hey, the
there was a professor from Drexel University that caught heat mm-hmm. earlier this week because he put something about my Christmas wish for complete white genocide.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he basically was spoofing it because that's what the KKK does. That's their call to action. Like white people are being genocide. You know, there's a genocide on white people, you know, which just has nothing to do with just white people aren't fucking as much.
Right.
You know, if a guy from KKK came to me and said, hey, man, you got to fight for white power. You know, we're losing. There's less white people. I'm like, well, it has nothing to do with blacks and Hispanics and Muslims. It has to do with we're not fucking.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the ugly beast you're standing next to. No one wants to fuck her. You don't.
Right.
And if that's why you're fucking your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why all the kids are retarded. It's self-inflicted.
Right.
Again, when you bad people do bad things, I have no sympathy for their fucking cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have no sympathy for the KKK. the responsibility of the school to be determined, and it should be understood. The strength of education, blah, blah, blah. The Ministry of Education was reportedly planning to withdraw subsidies from the private school. It's a private school, so it might give you an idea that, you know, these people are like, hey, you know, we could do this, fuck them, we're going to rebel. Blah, blah, blah. Taiwan has been a scene, blah, blah, blah.
How old are these kids?
Look like high school kids.
Really? Those bastards. See, you know, I could understand it if it's young kids who don't know. High school, you should be aware that, you know, teach history, learn history.
Well, Taiwan was a colony of the Nazi ally Japan during World War II, or the Second World War. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they've had some history with this kind of behavior.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
What, I mean, what could it be possibly be, you know, showing?
Bad, you know, shit.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought all Nazi materials were banned. I was at this guy's house one time. He pulled out this old, it was actually a Nazi knife. All that shit was supposed to be taken in and put in museums or confiscated because you're not allowed to trade or sell Nazi memorabilia. Hmm. It's always funny when a when a hot woman, you know, gets in trouble.
Ooh, who?
Right? Or like a woman who's gotten away with so much shit because of her looks.
Yeah, I saw a Law and Order episode like that.
Yeah. Well, beauty pageant contestant facing charges, according to our own NBC Miami. Reigning Miss Miami Lakes, Vanessa Lucille Barcelo, 26 years old, was arrested Thursday night after allegedly accosting a man who was at a party she was hosting at her home. She faces aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery, and battery.
Damn. Three charges.
That's right. And battery. Hell, we're going to throw you a battery at you.
Nothing positive about that.
Says that she was very intoxicated. And everybody knows when a hot chick is very intoxicated. Everybody in the party knows.
Mm-hmm.
When she told the man who was, she reportedly knows, you fucking leave now. Fucking, I don't like you anymore. You fucking asshole.
Right.
You fucking, fuck out.
Right.
Though he was complying, Barcelo and another unnamed man, let's call him Captain Dick, allegedly kept pushing him down the stairs. She also then allegedly chased him out of the house with an aluminum baseball bat.
Wow.
Striking him in the back and the shoulder.
Did she choke up?
The older man, yeah. Get a good grip, baby. The other man then punched him because he wants to get laid.
Oh, yeah.
As did Barcelo, according to the police records. She was wearing a onesie covered in snowmen during the alleged attack.
A onesie.
Vanessa is a sweet, sweet individual, very caring individual.
Nice tits.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to that part. Who is the who in this circumstances did what she felt was appropriate. Yes, beat the shit out of the guy when he's leaving the house.
Yeah. What a piece of crap.
Marcella's pageant win made her a contender for Miss Florida USA in 2017. Not now.
Yo.
Miss Florida pageant wouldn't comment specifically on Barcelo's case, only saying they have specific morality clauses within each pageant delegate's description of duties will be taken into consideration. We don't think beating the shit of an unwanted dick at the party is considered pageantly.
Right. Right. Well, it depends. You know, I wonder what her questions would be. Were they, she were to get to the Miss 2017, Miss Miami Lakes, was your elbow, did you keep your elbow up and your head turned when you were swinging that bat at that gentleman? Did you, how was your technique? Yes. Did you lean into it? Yeah. Were you off your left foot, your right foot?
Miss Miami Lakes, we understand in your application you said you didn't play sports, but I heard you're a pretty good baseball player.
Right. Yeah. Cracking
Miss Miami Lakes. How do you feel about world peace?
Right.
What would you do to bring world peace? The next time some guy comes to my fucking party, uninvited, I'm going to beat his ass.
Right. He's going to get a piece of me.
Yes.
There's
I don't
world
put
peace.
Up with fucking shit like these other whores.
Yeah. My world peace.
I am Miss Miami Lakes, bitch.
Right.
I kick your fucking ass.
I'll fuck up that Miss Hialeah,
too. Dame la aguardiente. I want to suck a dick.
Andale.
Yes. Arriba. I fucked Hey Pedro, Juan, and Carlos in the same back seat.
Yes. There you go.
Miss Miami Lakes.
She's a beauty.
There you go. Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon, everyone.
That's right. And we're going to come back with Straight From The Headlines, actually stories that should be funny. Yeah, that we pull from the records. And, you know, thanks for listening. We appreciate it, guys. And don't forget to tell your friends to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and our fan page at Facebook. Yeah. It's always interesting to see what's going to happen. So we'll be back with some silly stories after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight From The Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight From The Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. A little funnier than what we just did. That's a difference. Segment two is just stories that, you know, are important to know. They don't have to be funny, but then we have to make them funny. And then that leads us into these softballs that are going to be pitched to us. You know?
Yeah.
At this point. Cops called to break up fight between Denny's workers over a hard-boiled egg. See what I'm saying? Right?
Hard-boiled egg.
Right.
Good luck.
So, yeah, you know, I worked at like a Wags, which is like a Denny's.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and the stuff that happens at night.
Gotta be vomitations.
Right. Cops call between to break up a call to break up fight between Denny's workers over a hard-boiled egg. An argument between two people over a broken hard-boiled egg was broken up yesterday by South Carolina cop in response to a 911 call about a disturbance between employees. A sheriff's deputy arrived at the eatery in Spartanburg.
Mm.
Around 10:30 p.m., the cop learned that the workers Nancy Michelle Kirkpatrick, 56, and Quanisha Drayshawn Fenn,
both Irish,
yeah, had got into an argument over a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
During the squabble, Fenn said Kirkpatrick called her a bitch. After that, a cop reporter, Mrs. Fenn, called her mother.
Huh.
Fenn's mother, Tosca Marie Leitner, 47, subsequently arrived at the Denny's and began arguing with Kirkpatrick. During the squabble, Leitner threw a tape dispenser at Kirkpatrick, who was not struck by the item because they didn't have a very good arm.
No.
Kirkpatrick declined to press an assault charge, declined to press an assault charge against Leitner. The police report does not further detail why the two adults were arguing over a hard-boiled egg.
See, the charges regarding the tape wouldn't stick.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it was Teflon.
The tape wouldn't stick. Yeah, what is it, this with a hard-boiled egg? No, that's not a hard-boiled egg. It's not boiled.
That's my fucking egg. No, I've cooked it. No, I boiled the water. I mean, what's going on?
What do you argue over a hard-boiled egg? Is it done yet? Is it cooked enough?
I wonder. It must have been something like they weren't considering how long does it take to boil an egg?
Well, so 12 minutes.
12 minutes to boil an egg, hard-boiled egg.
Correct.
And usually when you put it in there, they float, but they sink to the bottom, right?
No, I don't know about that.
No? Okay.
I have no idea about that. That's a great question.
My wife would know.
Would she?
Yeah. Because I watch, they boil egg a lot. They make a lot of boiled eggs, and they put it with their salad. They put it with their, you know, different food, you know.
You say they. What does that mean?
Meaning my wife's family, Asian, their family. They cook a lot of eggs in a little soy sauce, a little, you know, rice.
What I love, man.
What?
I love, I make a homemade fried rice.
Right.
I put a fried egg right on top of the whole goddamn thing. You know, some people scramble the egg, they put it in the rice.
Mm-hmm.
I put a fried egg right on top, man, and then
cut it into the...
Yeah, it's delicious.
You
had that?
Yeah, I believe somehow. Porn actress pleads in teen sex party case.
What happened?
Doesn't that sound exciting?
I'm going to take my
look at her. Look at her.
I'm unzipping.
Can you imagine if you're...
Where is that?
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that chick.
Jesus Christ.
It's hot. December 21st, in a plea deal, a 21-year-old porn actress has been sentenced to 10 years probation for her role in a drug and alcohol-fueled sex party with three girls, the oldest of whom was 14 at the time.
Nasty. She's got to go to jail for
According
that.
To the court records, Bianca Bindoles this month coped cop to her involvement in the May 2014 incident at the Miami home of a male acquaintance.
Oh, love it.
Seen it right. Beyond Bindloss. B-Y-N-D-L-O-S-S.
Bindloss.
Bindloss. Bindloss was initially charged with multiple felony counts on lewd and lascivious battery on a child and promoting sexual performance by a child.
I need to see that.
I want to see the video. She pleaded.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't mean that. But I didn't mean to. Yeah, you know what I meant.
I'd love to see
that. She pleaded to reduce felony raps, including child abuse. Bindloss, who has described herself as a porn diva.
A diva?
Yeah.
See, that's a porn diva. You've got
a porn star is one thing, but a porn diva.
Right, you're not another echelon.
Yeah, you show up, you want all this special treatment. Honey, you're about to suck two cocks.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it matters if you have strawberries.
I want the scope, mouthwash.
Yeah, you don't find it interesting? We got your bananas?
I'm sick of Lavoris.
Yeah. It says here, has performed in numerous X-rated videos under the name Bianca B.
Bianca
and
B.
Bibi Miami and Marsha May. At the time of her arrest, in Miami-Dade Police Department report, noted that she is currently employed as an adult porn star. Following her bust, Bindloss took to Twitter to declare, I hope this doesn't interfere with my dreams, but only time will tell.
I wonder how the benefits are. Do they have health benefits when you're a porn star?
Yeah.
Imagine putting that on your fucking driver's license application. Occupation. Suck cock.
Yeah.
I'm a cock. What are you special?
Yeah, I'm a porn star. What are some of your special? Like,
anal.
I swallow.
Right.
The DP.
Double.
Yeah.
DP.
Yeah. I'm interracial. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that would be the things,
right.
You know.
Lesbionics. I
yeah,
both
that
ways.
What you would think. Most girls.
Yeah.
Most girls do it. I'm not going to do anything with penis. I'm just going to be with a girl. My ex-girlfriend, the one that after fucking left, the cuckoo one.
Right.
Yeah, she started being an escort. She used to say, oh, I just go on dinner date. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Whore. And then she used to say, oh, well, yeah, I do stuff, but I do it with other girls because they pay me to do it with other girls. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm sure at the end you don't go over there and
vomit.
According to cops, Bindloss and her confidants engaged in sexual acts with the victims were 14, 13, and 12 at the time.
12.
Investigators alleged transported the minors to the home where they later drank vodka and gin, took Xanax, and had sex.
That's not a bad combination.
The 13-year-old victim told police, the 12-year-old victim told cops. Everyone was taking pictures and recording the sex acts with their cell phones.
Oh, see.
One video recovered by police showed the 12-year-old victim digitally penetrating Bendros's vagina. A photo uploaded to a defendant's Instagram page showed naked the chick identified as police report subject number two posing with a 14-year-old victim who wore only a bikini top.
She was cold.
Yeah, well, hey, it's really cold in South Florida.
Yeah.
During a police interview, one of the victims said that the group had also partied at a Miami Beach hotel and that Bindloss and a male confidant had sex in a bathroom with the 12-year-old victim.
No kidding.
Since striking our plea deal, Bindloss has made no mention of the case settlement, blah, 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 Bindloss Twitter problem. Wow. This girl should be trolled.
I got to say something. First of all, you can't get a suspended sentence for something like that. I'm sorry. If that was a man,
and
there was a 12-year-old girl involved, listen, my friend, I won't say his name.
Well, it was a boy. That's the thing. She was banging these young boys. And there was a girl, too, that the guy, she let the 12-year-old kid bang her.
Right. But if that was a guy.
Right, the other way around.
Right.
Sure.
Forget it. He'd be in jail for 99 years. Fuck, my friend ate some chick's pussy in a bathroom. She was, told him she was 19. She was 17. She took a picture. She told her parents, boom, he's in jail for 10 years. 10 years.
Wow.
Yep. So to be a 19-year-old, you're 17. Now, this chick should be doing hard time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hard time.
Well, you know, I mean, think about the kid. He's 12 and he's banging can you imagine?
He's hitting a home run.
Can you imagine that dealing with that kid as your friend in middle school?
Oh, I'm telling
everybody. You know, he's like, fuck, dude.
Smell my finger, man.
Smell my finger. Look at these photos. You're banging a porn chick. He's 12.
Yeah.
What guy did you know in middle school was banging a porn chick?
God.
This fucking guy.
Everybody but me.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's another story. Brooklyn woman charged with mail theft after allegedly using stolen gift card to buy sex toys.
You see, why not?
I mean, if you're going to buy something.
She didn't buy a gun. She wasn't out to hurt anybody.
No, exactly. Right? It's a victimless crime.
Yes, it is.
Except for the money missing part.
Mm-hmm.
A Brooklyn woman has been charged with mail theft after a stolen gift card that was used to buy sex toys and was traced back to her home address. A woman from West Nyack, New York, told authorities that a $100 American Express gift card she had sent a relative was missing. When the envelope and greeting card she sent along with it were delivered in the mail, she contacted American Express and discovered that the card had been used to purchase three sex toys from an online retailer, Groupon.com.
She had them mailed to her house instead of going to the shop, buying them.
Well, she used the...
Right. But she had them mailed to her, so they had the girl.
The toys were allegedly delivered to the home of the 48-year-old postal worker. See, that's why it just goes to show what people work for the government.
How stupid.
And Brooklyn resident Aisha Conley. The card had been sent to a Long Island address, and according to a filed complaint, Conley worked at the U.S. Postal Service Brooklyn Processing and Distribution Center the day the card was processed.
See?
A criminal complaint was filed against Conley by the Office of Inspector General and the Postal Service, and she is charged with stealing mail between dates of 5-9 and December 20th. It's alleged that she used the American Express card to pay off a cable bill. According to the complaint, the American Express card will not only, not all the Conley took from the mail, blah, blah, blah. She took a lot of those shit. She's a thief.
I heard she won't leave jail without it.
Yeah.
American Express.
She won't get out of jail without it.
Won't leave jail without it.
You know, that's the thing. Thieves are thieves. You know what I mean?
And sometimes you put somebody in that position, and I hate to say that they become a thief because it's the temptation. But
listen, I worked in banks.
Right.
And like in the mid to early 90s, I would literally walk to the back. I was a financial guy, but I used to walk to the back, use the fax, get a copy, mm-hmm. and there would be $5,000 to $10,000 in those wrapped plastic bricks.
Yeah.
You know, right next to the main safe. And you know what I mean? I mean,
but they would have caught you in a minute.
My feeling is whenever you do something like that, unless you are a professional thief, like, you know, fucking Pink Panther kind of person,
yeah.
that's your profession,
yep.
you will always get caught.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Don't do the crime if you can't do the time,
right.
motherfucker.
And you know what I mean?
And that the idea of a thief is somebody who wants something for nothing. And that's something that I just don't.
Me too.
Pertain to. So even when the opportunity, I'm not saying I never stole a piece of gum as a kid, but I mean, you know, but when any of that a moment arose where, like, you know, you can mm-hmm. take advantage of it, you find a wallet, you know, or something goes on like that, or you're at an airport and somebody leaves their watch there.
Right. You're
the
supposed
thing,
to do.
You could have just taken, nobody would have fucking known.
Yeah. Or you're supposed to do a radio show and you go to the movies.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing though. My father used to say to me, look, if you're going to be a thief, don't steal $5,000. Steal $50,000.
Be a professional.
Because it's the same. It's the same crime and it's the same punishment. So at least go big. If you're gonna go big.
That's right.
Don't be such a pussy.
Right.
Steal.
Because you don't want to be in that business forever.
No. No. And the funny thing is, you get away with crime once, all of a sudden you're untouchable.
Now
you're gonna do it again and again and again and again and again. The smart guys get in, get out. Get in, get out.
Man accuses his brother-in-law of ruining Christmas because of his toilet roll orientation.
See, he put the toilet roll backwards.
How do you hang your toilet roll?
Top, over the top, not underneath.
For easy ripping.
I don't know, for anything. I don't know why.
You may not think it matters, but there's every possibility that at some point you have mortally offended someone's aesthetic sensibilities. Like music, politics, and the correct order in which to put cream on jam.
Cream on jam?
Like, you know, when you butter, like a bagel.
Yes.
When you butter a bagel. Like, I have a certain method I like to use. I start on one end, and I turn the bagel in my hand. Some people watch it. You know, everybody has their own method.
You're very strange.
I know.
You don't put your finger through the hole in the middle and just spin the bagel against the butter?
No,
I guess a stick of butter? That's what we do. The Jews do that.
Yeah, I don't do that. I take the butter. And basically, if I'm going to be honest, I take the butter.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's not hard as a rock, like somebody took it out. And, you know, I just roll around it, smear it on it. And then I get the cream cheese.
Mm. Oh, you put butter and cream cheese?
Yeah, a little butter and cream cheese.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to have both.
Okay.
I know. Look at me. Says here that creative apologize, blah blah blah, is causing. Yeah, listen, I've heard this debate before. Bitter loo roll orientation debate has been around as long as we know. Some people have their toilet paper hanging over the roll. Some have it under. I prefer hanging over.
Yeah, me too.
But in this case,
why were they fighting?
Over the top of blah blah blah. They were kind of, anyway. I guess that, can you imagine going to your brother's house for your in-law's house for, mm-hmm. for Christmas, and you go to take a shit,
mm.
you know, as they say, we're going to the loo.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go take a crapper.
The what,
you know,
loo?
I'm going to the loo because I'm going to go, you know.
The WC.
I'm going to take a dump. Right. You know, I'm going to take a, you know, I'm going to let go. But he went in there and he saw the toilet the other paper way around, and he goes, this is fucked up. You ruined my Christmas.
Yeah, that's, you couldn't shit.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
That's just craziness, isn't
this
it?
Was actually a guy posted it. Not only did he get an argument, but he put it on social media and shit that it was under. With an impressive dedication to anal retention, one man posted this blistering attack on his brother-in-law's loo roll orientation. As you can imagine, it sparked quite the debate, over the top or under. Well, we already had a debate. Everybody here is unanimous. It's over the top.
Lou Rawls, isn't he a singer, black singer?
Yeah, Lou Rawls. Oh, Lou Rawls.
I'm going to miss my loving. Yeah. You're going to miss my loving.
I'm going to miss my loving.
It's cold outside.
IKEA warns teens to stop overrated store sleepovers.
What do you mean?
Now, think about this. I guess an IKEA store, they're huge.
Yeah.
I've never been in one.
You never been in one?
I've never been in one. My wife's been there shopping, but I've never been in one. But they look huge. You see them
They're
from the highways.
Sick.
They're blue and yellow. It, you know, it looks like a big Lego piece.
Mm-hmm.
IKEA warns teens to stop overrated store sleepovers. The furniture giant is issuing warnings over global spate over sleepovers, apparently fed by teenagers seeking YouTube hits. Swedish furniture giant has lost its sense of humor over the escapades of young pranksters after 10 similar incidents in Britain, the U.S., Canada, Belgium, and the Netherlands, Sweden, Japan, Australia, and Poland. But they slept outside, those guys.
Well, they did it during the day, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They heard the day during those work hours. They're like, what are you fucking guys doing? It's a sleepover. Most recently, two 14-year-old girls narrowly avoided arrest after they were caught in a branch in Jönköping, Sweden. IKEA spokeswoman Johanna Eritz said trespassers are often hidden in the wardrobes at closing time. And then she warned that the company was taking sleepovers seriously as it could not guarantee the safety of those involved.
Wow.
Two Belgian young YouTubers have been credited with starting the craze with their video of 12-hour stay in a store, which has been viewed more than 1.7 million times.
Oh, my God, man.
They filmed themselves jumping on beds and reading bedtime stories about hiding in a wardrobe, and leaving. Wardrobe must be a bathroom, right?
No, wardrobe is like one of those big, almost like a dresser that stands up. You know
right.
what I mean? It's like your dresser, but it's a big stand-up dresser.
Oh, that they sell, like shit they sell.
Yeah.
They hidden there, okay.
Right, so they, right, exactly. It's a piece of furniture, and they fucking climb in it and close the door.
Yeah.
It's like when Seinfeld with Kramer, with the Japanese guys in the fucking... in the dresser.
Yeah, a less successful British attempt in which two young men were caught by a security guard 3 hours after the store closed has had more than 2.3 million views. IKEA, in which there's three. Yeah, I mean, listen, kids will be kids. When I was a little kid, I used to be scared of being locked in the store.
Yeah.
My mother used to take forever to fucking shop.
Really?
And she'd walk around. I'm like, Mom, you know, then the store will be closing in 30 minutes. I'm like, Mom, we got to get out of here. I don't want to get stuck. And then she would like... It'd be like no end in sight, man. She would just keep looking down aisles and like, oh, we got to go, you know.
Yep.
5 minutes, we'll be closing. And, oh, we got to fucking close.
Yeah. I got lost in a department store in Manhattan once when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That guy really was, I wonder why my pants were down.
Yeah, that was a bit odd, you would think. And our last story of the day, landlord recorded having sex in tenant's bed. Now free on bond following his arrest.
Was the tenant there?
I mean,
you know, what do you mean?
Now, there's something about it. I said this on the show before, years ago, when I worked for a company called IDS.
Mm-hmm.
I banged the hot chick, Lisa. was married at the time. I don't know if anybody who related the story would know. And I banged her on my old boss's desk.
Oh, that's great.
In the office complex. Yeah. Yeah, it was great. But landlord recorded having sex in tenant's bed. Now free on bond. Hey, by the way, he left a note. You still owe me on fucking rent.
Yeah, right.
Right? That's bad.
Where was that?
Let's see. Hold on.
Is that here in the U.S.?
I'm having trouble with
Can't be.
No. Yeah, Colorado landlord.
Oh, he was high.
Who was recorded on a home security camera having sex in his tenant's bed is free on bond following his arrest on trespass and obscenity charges. Carlos Quillada Lara, 39, was busted last week and spent 2 days in jail before his release from custody. Seen in a photo here.
He had a quicker release at the
He was scheduled for a hearing in El Paso.
Uh-huh.
As the report says, on December 2nd, Guadalajara, I'll call him, accused of illegally entering the Colorado Springs apartment of Logan Pierce and Michaela DiGilio. Mm. In late November, a motion detection camera. See, that's the thing. Everybody's got shit like now, like bond shit. You can't, yeah. You know, why you get, you know, what are you doing? Detection camera in the condo bedroom recorded Quadilla Lara and another man having sex.
See?
On the married couple's bed.
Oh, boy.
During their 6-minute encounter, Guadalajara, that's what I'm calling him,
yeah,
and his partner are seen engaging in oral and anal sex, hopefully one before the other.
Yes.
When finished, Guadalajara acquaintance wiped his genitals with one of the Tijuela's, one of the chicks, the wife's dress.
Oh, boy.
Ah.
Now, do you get rid of that bed?
Yeah.
Do you? Or do you?
The soiled garment pierce, Solgar Pierce told the news, has been worn by his wife at the pair's wedding in March. Piera DiGiulio rented the $1,100 a month apartment from Guadalajara after responding to a Craigslist ad in July. The couple vacated the premises after discovering that it had been used. Yeah, they're out. But, you know, there's a bed there. Did they move the bed, too?
Did you get your deposit back?
Yeah.
They asked you to, oh, hey, isn't that funny? You ask a guy, fuck the guy in the ass, hey, can I have my deposit? No, it's in this guy's asshole.
Yeah.
There's my deposit.
Oh, that's disgusting. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. I want to thank Peter Lennon for joining me today.
I had a great time.
It was a good time. And for our sick, we're going to say prayers. That's what we should do. We should go on Facebook and say, you know, everybody, please take this moment and say a prayer for Elgin
Davis.
Davis.
Very sick.
He's very sick.
Oh, that's
he couldn't
idea.
Make the show today. We really hope he's doing better.
Yeah.
Please, anybody see him, please, you know, respond.
You don't want him to join, you know, Carrie Fisher.
Send him like candles and shit. But, you know, we hope he feels better.
That's a great idea.
Anyway, and by the way, Wednesday, I'm going to be in Fort Myers, Florida at Laugh-In Comedy Cafe.
Oh, yeah, who's
the
there?
Comedy show. I'm going to be there. Me, Peter, Perry Sack. Brian Goglowski from Boston area, very funny comic.
Huh.
It's like a showcase. It's gonna be like 4 or 5.
Oh, he'll be
15 minutes
because he'll be palling around Perry with the Boston thing, and he'll be just a third wheel.
No, I'll be fine, dude.
I'm sure.
I'm there. Yeah, believe me.
When Perry, he has a few cocktails at Boston.
I'm not a babysitter, dude. Listen. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my fan page, The Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida. Go to that and find out more dates of where I'll be. You can follow Peter at
The Food for Thought Radio Show. And, by the way, just want to wish everybody a very happy and healthy New Year.
That's right. When we come back, it'll be 2017.
Yeah.
Different. Already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because next week, Monday. Yeah.
Is January 1st,
man. Yeah, so we'll actually be back on New Year's Day. We'll see what happens. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Yeah, we might take off next week. You know, so stay tuned. Yeah,
Tuesday's the show.
Yeah, we'll be back Tuesday. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you here next week at the same time. And Happy New Year. God bless, and don't be a thief.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. once came a sound from inside. Then a beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They danced to the limits of imagination.